I love Paul Scholes. I just think he's absolutely incredible football player. When I think of someone who's the age of, played with him since the age of 12, and still to this day, you know, he's someone I just can't understand how good he is at football. You train with him every single day, you can't comprehend it. And when I think of someone who's, what, 5'9", 5'8", he was probably as a kid 4'6". he's not the quickest. You know, he had asthma, so his stamina was challenged. He's an incredible, credible football player. And when the best players in Europe and the world say that he's the best they've played against, I'm not to argue with them. But ultimately, Scholes, Giggs, Keane, I mean, how do you separate three people like that? They were the ones that I suppose were with me longest, Bex. And then you have people like Ronaldo, who for 2 or 3 years, and you know, I never watched, you know, the Busby Babes. I never watched Beslaw, Charlton. But if anybody ever played better for Manchester United for a period of 2 years than him, and than what I saw over a short period of time, I can't believe it. Because what I was seeing with my eyes in front of me, scoring the goals he was scoring and the level of performance and becoming the best player in the world, I can't think that anybody was ever as good as that. But then I never saw the Busby Babes. I never saw, you know, your Summerbees, your Bells, your Lees, your, you know, great players of sort of the 50s and 60s, your Stanley Matthews, your Tom Finneys, Beslaw, Charltons. I never saw these players. But I can't comprehend how for 2 years in the Premier League for United, from 2006-07 to 2007-08, those 2 years, that was an absolute, we were blessed to have watched what we saw there. But then longevity, I would always go to longevity. I would always go to sort of the biggest impact from the age of 12, 13 to the age of 36. I come back to sort of Giggs and Scholes and can't separate them in some ways.